Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Tuesday, September 25th edition. Hope everybody's Monday went well. It was green in my world. Baseball has been very nice to us in September with everybody focusing on football. We've been having a good time there. I hope we can do it tonight. That was a wild Monday Night Football game, so a lot of weird stuff going on there. If you're ready for your NFL DFS Week 4 action, well, the two-point conversion podcast recording on Wednesday night, hopefully. We should be back to Wednesdays. And after you listen to the podcast, if you're looking for help making your lineups, you go to thequantedge.com, one of the best lineup optimizers in the business. They have an injury tool, a wide receiver cornerback tool, head-to-head tools, and so much more. Articles, podcasts, the works from a great group of talented people. So check us out, then go there. Use promo code BENCHED when you check out over there, and you get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. Promo code BENCHED, $10 off your first month. If you like playing fantasy sports you've had enough of DraftKings, FanDuel, you want to add another one to the mix, go to draft.com. Draft in your app store is an awesome way to play fantasy sports. You got snake style drafts, you have auction drafts now. There's so many different ways to do draft.com now. It is absolutely awesome. And if you want to try it out, use promo code SDSports when you check out, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. It's an absolute blast. You have footballs going on throughout the week. Baseball's wrapping up. You have basketball and hockey coming up. You have golf at the Safeway Open back next week. So go check it out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout. If you can give us a rating and review on iTunes, we'd much, much appreciate it. Help move the podcast along in a very, very good way. It's been a fun year with everybody. We appreciate all the love and support. And come and join us there. It'd be much, much appreciated. If you're looking to write for sports, for fantasy, for betting, anything, you name it, come check us out at thesportsdegens.com. Either send me a DM, email thesportsdegens@gmail.com, or go check out, there's a link on the website that'll get me your information. So go check that out, right, for thesportsdegens. And last but not least, we dropped the always pressing PGA DFS podcast last night. Myself and Jesse, we recorded a special edition with guest Ryan Baroff of Golflandia. He is a very versed golf person, especially in the Euro fields and in betting. And we had him on to help us preview one of the greatest events in all of sports, the 2018 Ryder Cup. It was an absolute blast. So go check it out. Give that a rating and review. Much, much appreciated. But you're here for the baseball content. So let's get into your 14-game Tuesday slate. Kicking it off with your totals. Marlins at Nationals, 7.5. Astros, Blue Jays, 9. Braves, Mets, 7. We're waiting on Orioles. Red Sox is Jimmy Yacobonis is going to pitch for Baltimore. Yankees at Rays, waiting on that one because Severino got pushed back to today. They got to make sure he's going to pitch now. Pirates, Cubs, waiting on that one because of Wrigley. Indians at White Sox because Trevor Bauer's kind of iffy. He only went an inning and a third last time. They're easing him back into the situation. So there's five games later because Philly, Colorado, waiting on a total there as they made a few pitching changes as well. You got Detroit at Minnesota, total 9.5. Milwaukee at St. Louis, 8.5. Dodgers at D-backs, 8. Rangers at Angels, 9. A's at Mariners, 8.5. Padres at Giants, a measly 7. So there's your totals on the slate. Weather-wise, we dodged most of the rain yesterday. We have chances of rain at Atlanta at the Mets. Really good chances in Boston, between Baltimore and Boston. Nasty weather looking there. You got Pittsburgh at Chicago, Cleveland at the White Sox, Milwaukee at St. Louis, so that Midwest run there. Chances of rain looks like it dies off after a little while, so maybe late starts there. Maybe they miss it completely. So keep an eye on all that Midwest, Northeast, kind of the rain pattern we saw yesterday. It is back again for your Tuesday. No major birthdays to talk about as well. All right, let's get it popping on this 14-game slate. Kicking it off with your pitcher, we have 5 guys over 10K, 6 guys over 9K. Let's get them in. Max Scherzer, $12,800 at home against the Washington Nationals. Mad Max is a machine. He is absolutely amazing. chance he's the NL Cy Young winner, even though we hope it's Aaron Nola. He's averaging 23 points a game on the year against the Miami Marlins. He's 28 points a game at home with a 2.58 ERA. 31.6 points his last start against the Mets, then 36.8 against the Cubs, 28.8 against St. Louis. Those are his last three home starts, 28.2 against Philadelphia, 27.9 against Miami. Really, really good home run there, as you'd expect from Max Scherzer. You know, he hasn't been showing a ton of the 30-plus we've been looking for, like Kluber did yesterday at that stupid price point. But it is major upside against a Marlins team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitcher. Scherzer, a -350 home favorite. Cash games, lock him in. GPPs, I could see a pivot if you'd like, but he's still a very, very good play. You could pivot to Walker Buehler at $11,700 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks have been putting out like the C squad the last few days. It's like going to a strip club on a weekday afternoon. This is what the D-backs have been doing right now. It's not pretty. So you can go that direction if you so choose. Walker Buehler's 11-7. He's had one start versus Arizona this year, 6 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks for 27.3 DraftKings points. And he's been lights out, 34-5, 37-6 his last two. Had a 15-3 in Coors. We'll knock that one off. And then 27-3 against Arizona. He had a hiccup at Texas, kind of like Coors South. So the two tough ballparks, he struggled in. But back to 30.8 against St. Louis, 28-5 against Seattle, 23-6 in Colorado, surprisingly, 23-2 against Houston, 24-8 against Milwaukee. So take those rough starts out. He's been 23 or more in every start in his last 10. An 11-7 against, again, an Arizona team that's been throwing out some bad lineups. They're striking out over 24% of the time versus righties. The Dodgers have are a -190 road favorite. They got to keep winning to stay in it. He strikes out 29% of the batters. He faces 50% ground ball rate. Everything's outstanding. D-backs have a 3.3 team total, third lowest on the slate. Lefty 274, righties 267, a 300 wOBA, and a 155 ISO, which is dreadful. So Buehler's a great pivot off of Scherzer if you want to be a little different. I think he's in a phenomenal spot tonight. I didn't mention it because I think it was important, but looking at it, Max Scherzer, the Marlins team total is 1.75. Might be the lowest one we've seen all year. That's pretty damn bad. So you got Scherzer, you got Buehler up top. I'm not pitching Severino. They already moved him once, and I'm not going there at that price point when I got these other guys around him. Trevor Bauer is going to be on a pitch count, so be careful there. Syndergaard, I'll pass, but I will go to David Price at $9,500. At home against the Baltimore Orioles. Price has been outstanding. He's faced Baltimore twice this year, 2 earned in 15 innings, striking out 18, averaging 35.1 points per game against Baltimore. We know he can strike out Baltimore quite a bit. When you look at the numbers here, they strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got his almost 25% K rate, 40% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. Baltimore's team total, we're waiting on it. It's one of the ones we're waiting on. Lefty's 309, righty's 328, but as a team, the Orioles only a 286 wOBA and a 131 ISO versus left-handed pitching. I really, really like me some David Price tonight. If something comes out and says they're not going to go deep with them, I'd change that. But I think it'll be like Kluber last night. They'll get him one good run-in tonight before the postseason. So 9K and above, I got Price 1, Scherzer 2, Buehler 3. It's all price point-based. Scherzer, definitely more cash game than Buehler, but Buehler very much in play. It could be a nice GPP pivot. Both great choices. Both pricey, so if you want to save some cash, you can go to David Price, but all three are in play for you this evening. Dropping below the 9K range, it gets very, very ugly. You know, a day with 28 pitchers, I've picked 8. It's in weeks past, it's been a lot more. But we got Josh James of the Houston Astros at the Toronto Blue Jays. He's been very, very, very good in these starts he's been making of late. Strikeout machine, 26.4 his last time out against Seattle. Lots of Ks. Lots and lots of Ks for Josh James. He's a big strikeout guy at the minors. He's doing it now in the bigs. Facing a Toronto team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Yes, it is a small sample. It's been like 5 games, but James has almost a 38% strikeout rate, 41% ground ball rate, only a hard contact rate of 26%. All outstanding numbers there. The Blue Jays team totals around a little over 4. Lefty's 318, righty's 175. So James at $8,100. It is risky because he's still young. He's going to miss his spots once in a while and get hit around. But strikeout upside is tremendous in that matchup. You can definitely utilize it. If you want a little safer cash game play, it gets you like, you know, 12 to 15 points, you go to Matt Shoemaker at $7,600 against the Texas Rangers. He's faced them once this year, 5 shutout innings, 3 Ks, 15.5 DraftKings points. It's pretty much what you expect out of Shoemaker. That's why I wanted to mention him. He's a decent cash game play. you know, Texas strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Shoemaker can get it done and get you the safe floor. Like Shoemaker and Scherzer, not a bad way to start cash. So in that 7-8 K range, I got James 1, Shoemaker 2. Dropping below 7K, you got Chris Stratton of the San Francisco Giants at home against the San Diego Padres, $6,900. He has a 4.28 ERA at home. It's a whole run, almost run and a half better than his road ERA. He's faced San Diego three times this year, 7 runs in 16 innings, 9 Ks, averaging almost 11 a start. He got beat up at San Diego this last time out, beat up. So prior to that, it's really well versus San Diego. And prior to that, home starts almost complete game shutout against Colorado, 41 points. 11.7 against the Mets, 31 against Arizona. Those are his recent home starts as he's back in the rotation now to finish out the season. Against the San Diego team, the strike time almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. The game total is the lowest on the slate. Padres have a team total of 3.4, lefties 374, righties 371. But as we know with San Diego, 291 WOBA, 137 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Stratton can be in play for you at $6,900 if you're willing to take that risk. If not, a couple other options. Check the lineups because Cleveland left a lot of guys out yesterday. They're going to be just like a lot of these other teams that have clinched, resting guys out. But you got James Shields, $6,600 at home against Cleveland. Dylan Covey shut them down last night. They scored against the bullpen in the ninth. So you got Shields, who's faced them three times this year, only giving up 5 runs in 20 innings. Only struck out 7, though, but averaging 13.5 a game against the Indians. And you have to remember, Shields is almost 2 runs better at home then on the road, a 3.73 ERA compared to 5.48, averaging almost 15 points at home. Recent home starts against the Angels got shellacked for minus 7. But then Boston, 25.3. No one used to against Boston. Oh, wait, we did. Kansas City, 19. Cleveland, 15.6. Kansas City, 19. He's been pitching really, really well at home this season. So check the Cleveland lineup. If it's loaded, maybe a pivot, but it's a very interesting GPP play. Last guy I'll mention is Robbie Erlin of San Diego. He's at the Giants, $5,400. He's faced them 4 times this year, but only 1 start, and that came very recently. We're at 5 innings, 3 earned 3 Ks for 11.1 points. Very, very effective of late, 11.1, 18.4. He did have a minus 12 in Cincinnati, but then 13.2, 3.1, 18.3 in Coors. So a lot of upside there at $5,400 because the Giants team was just dreadful. Brian Mitchell shut the Giants down last night. Their offense is an absolute travesty. They strike out 23% of the time versus lefties. Erlin's 20% K rate. Only walks 3% that he faces, which is outstanding. 46% ground ball rate. Again, Giants team total is 3.6. Lefties 290, righties 311. And the Giants are 288 WOBA, 128 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Erlin at 54, very much in play for you tonight. Down below, I got Erlin 1, Stratton 2, Shields 3. So recapping your pitching real quick up top. I got Price, Scherzer, Buehler. Scherzer is your cash game guy, lock him in. Price is just your savings in cash. Buehler definitely alive and in play, and a good pivot off of Scherzer if you want to be a little different. In the middle, Josh James and Matt Shoemaker, both just kind of what they are. Shoemaker, better cash. James, better GPP. Then down below, Erlin, Sabathia, and Shield. That's where you're looking on these tonight's slate. Now let's get to the bats on this slate. The catcher's position. And these prices just keep getting higher and higher on some of these big boys. So you got to get down low. You look at guys like Yan Gomes at $3,900 versus James Shields if you want to go that direction. Elias Diaz, $3,800 versus Montgomery. Or you can go to Cervelli, who had a nice home run last night. Farther down you look, though, maybe a Francisco Mejia at $3,700 versus Stratton if you want to get weird in a GPP. He's got that upside. Again, I mentioned Cervelli's $3,500 versus Montgomery. You could look that direction. Matt Wieters is behind the dish for Washington. He's 34 versus Brigham. He's an option for you as well. I tend to get down to the threes and below. But you got guys like Brian McCann versus Caviglio. McCann went deep yesterday. Another good spot here against Caviglio at $3,200. So definitely take a look at that. Mike Zunino, Mr. GPP against the lefty Brett Anderson. I absolutely love that play at $3,200 in a GPP. I think there's a lot of upside in that one. Seattle's team total. Seattle team total is 4.3, lefties 355, righties 326 versus Brett Anderson. So Zunino at 32, I can definitely see as an option. When you drop down even more, like an Omar Navarez versus Bauer in the Cleveland bullpen at 31 can be quite contrarian with some upside. And then below 3K, like Martin Maldonado versus Caviglio at 28, I can definitely see as a solid looking play at that price point. Johnny Lucroy at 28, punt play I've been using a lot, as we've talked about lately. He went deep yesterday. He's $2,800 versus Mike Leake, so keep an eye on him. And then other than that, I'd say check some lineups to see what pops out. Maybe a James McCann. We know McCann can hit lefties really well for Detroit. He's $2,700 versus Moya of Minnesota, so that could be a really good cheapie as well. First base, you got, you know, the likes of Muncy versus Cook at $5,300. The Dodgers are going to be very, very, very lively tonight. Team total of 4.75. Lefties, 372. Righties, 440 versus Cook. Cook has just gotten destroyed this year. So the Dodgers very, very much in play tonight in that matchup. You got Bellinger in that same matchup at 48. You can look at guys like Jesus Aguilar versus Austin Gomber at $4,700. The Brewers a 4.1 team total. Lefties, 378. Righties, 353. So that could be an interesting play there versus Gomber at 4,700. Farther down you look, though, like Freddie Freeman's quite contrarian versus Thor at 47. Not running the play, but interesting. But Yuli Gurriel versus Caviglio, 4,600. Again, Houston, very live tonight. Team total of almost 5. Lefties, 373. Righties, 321 versus Caviglio. So they should have some fun in that matchup. Don't mind that at all. Farther down, you get Carlos Santana and Coors at 46 versus Chad Bettis. I can see that as an option for you. Anthony Rizzo versus Chris Archer at 44. Do you like the Cubs tonight? I tend to avoid the Cubs a lot just because of the inconsistency factors, but you know, you got a guy like Chris Archer, lefties 356, righties 320. He pitched decent his last time out, but we've been targeting him a lot. It's been paying off very, very well for us, and so I don't mind going back to that well if you so choose. Rizzo at 44, very much in play. You know, he's had a very, very up and down season. He got 14 points his last time out, but you know, 14, 2, 6, 2, not the consistency you're looking for at that price point, but could definitely utilize. Farther down you go, like a Matt Olson versus Mike Leake at 42 is very interesting. Remember, the ballpark's a little tougher, but the A's, I think, get 3 or 4 home runs last night. That's what they do. They just drop bombs. If you think Josh James is going to struggle, which is very, very possible, he is a young arm. The Toronto Blue Jays, lefties 318, righties 175. A guy like Justin Smoke at 41 in GPP does have tremendous upside. Jose Martinez of the Cardinals had 14 points last night, 2 for 4, 2 doubles, 2 ribbies. Very much in play at 4,100. He batted second last night against Gio Gonzalez, as Gonzalez does give up some pop to the right side of the plate. So Jose Martinez, first base outfield at 4,100. Very solid play as well. So like most nights, you don't have to go all the way to the top if you so choose. GPP, Rowdy Tellez versus James at 4K is in play. Jay Bruce versus Tuki Toussaint. I like Toussaint quite a bit. You'll get some Braves bullpen in there too. So GPP only, but Bruce at 4K is interesting. Eric Hosmer at $3,900 for Stratton. Hosmer's been a joke, but if you want to get weirder, you're stacking the Padres for some reason, you go there. But I'd probably avoid that game for the most part. Farther down you look, switch hitting Josh Bell is $3,800 for Montgomery. That's got some GPP appeal to it as well. Trey Mancini versus David Price, 36 GPP only, is worth a look. Yandy Diaz at $3,600, first base, third base versus James Shields. He's a GPP monster. That's just the best way I can put it for you. I think he got 6 or 7 points last night. He just has so much power, so he's going to have those big, big games that you're hoping to find. And at the price point, $3,600 versus James Shields, he could be in play for you tonight because he was batting 2nd or 3rd last night. Became a very nice, cheaper option. Same with Greg Allen at 17 points leading off at $3,900 last night. Second base position, you got Jose Ramirez at 54 the day off yesterday. See if he's back against Shields, then you know what to do. Javi Baez versus Chris Archer, very appealing, especially if you're stacking the Cubs. Like Cesar Hernandez and Coors versus Bettis, I get it. That makes sense. Like Jose Altuve versus Caviglio at 46, very, very much in play. Again, Asdrubal Cabrera in Coors, that makes sense like usual. But Robbie Cano, I loved him yesterday. He went deep. He's $4,300 tonight versus Brett Anderson. Cano hits lefties very, very well, so don't sleep on that one. He is in play against Brett Anderson at $4,300. Don't hate it at all. You got switch hit Nico Goodrum, second base outfield eligible versus Moya. Usually hit in the middle of that order. You could definitely pick on him in that matchup. Tigers have a 4.4 team total. Lefties 256, but righties 334 off Moya. So the Tigers could be some of that value you're looking for. Again, if you pay up in pitching, they always have a couple guys either in the outfield or the middle infield that you can use as extreme value in their matchups. So keep an eye on Nico Goodrum at 43. Jed Jericho, goose egg yesterday, but you got Gio Gonzalez, lefty on the mound at $4,200. So he's second base, third base eligible, becomes lively. Mentioned lefties versus Chris Archer. You got Zobris, who's second base outfield, and you got Murphy, second base, $4,100 for each. They can be one-offs, they can be part of stacks, both worth a look tonight. Farther down you go, you got second base outfield eligible Jason Kipnis at 4K versus Big Game James. Don't hate that at all. Farther down you go, Jed Lowry went deep last night. He's $3,900 versus Mike Leake. Rougie Odor at 39 versus Shoemaker, another nice GPP pivot there. So like first base, like many positions, you got some nice love here from like 42 to 37 range that you can pick and choose between. But then it drops off dramatically. You can look at Yoan Moncada if we find out who's coming in after Bauer at 35. Maybe got some upside there. I think it was Bieber last time, so when I get Bieber again tonight, I'm not 100% on that. They released the information throughout the day. I think there's one point yesterday I hit the Slack chat. Like three pitching changes came out. Boom, boom, boom in the Slack chat, let everybody know. So little things like that. Other than that, check your lineups to see what else pops up. Like Jonathan Scope, $3,200 if he cracks the lineup versus Gombers. Does have a lot of pop versus lefties. That could be a nice discount there at the second base position with the Brew Crew. Third base, again, you got Ramirez, you got Muncy, you got Arenado and Coors, you got Justin Turner in a great spot versus Cook. Rendon versus Brigham, I'm a huge Rendon guy on the Quickest podcast. He has produced, he's averaging almost 13 his last 10, and no one ever owns him. So 5K for Rendon could be the sneaky one up there. Bregman at 49, I do like him as well. Third base shortstop at $4,900. They're doing a really, really crappy job on DraftKings of updating us from recent games. He had, I believe, 7 points last night, RBI double in that matchup. So he's like five or more in his last six or seven. The breakout game's coming for Briggs at 4,900. Sliding on down, though, you got the likes. Rafael Devers, massive disappointment yesterday. I go back to that well again tonight at 4,400. I think it's a great spot for Giacobonis, especially if you're stacking Boston. Chris Bryant versus Archer, probably not, but Jed Jericho at 42, I can see that as a play for you there. Mikel Franco at $4,100 against Bettis, worth a look. Matt Chapman went to Ding Dong City last night. He's 41 versus Mike Leake, so there's a couple nice GPP plays there in those matchups at the $4,100 range. Farther down you look, Jaime Candelario versus Moya at 4K, leading off a nice Detroit option for you. You know, you could go Evan Longoria. Does hit lefties well at $3,800. Just, you know, you're looking at that ballpark, looking at that matchup. It's not the most sexy play on the board. Tim Beckham of Baltimore at 36 versus David Price, GPP only. But again, Yandy Diaz at 36. You got Ari Adrianza from Minnesota, third base shortstop at 36. If you're going that direction, I can definitely see some appeal there. Then other than that, check your lineups, see what comes out. Shortstop, Machado at 55 versus Cooks. Very, very, very intriguing because Matt Cook is just bad at pitching. So Machado's interesting. Trey Turner is always worth a look, but Machado's going to get the love there at 5,500. You got Baez, you got Lindor. Story came back last night. You got Bregman. Lots of interesting plays for you right there up top in the shortstop position. Going down a little farther, we got like Drubal Cabrera. Paul DeJong versus Gio at 44 is very, very nice. St. Louis can be very interesting tonight. 4.14 total, lefties 316, righties 338. So take a look at them. Jorge Polanco versus Turnbull of Detroit at $4,300. That's a solid look there in the middle of that order. That Minnesota-Detroit game, it's like when we're doing Minnesota and Kansas City and stuff like that. Detroit's got a 5.11 team total. It's just behind the Nationals, given we have like five games we're waiting for. But 5-1-1, lefties 446, righties 225. So Minnesota alive and well tonight in that matchup against the Tigers. Going down farther, Gene Segura does it. Lefties well facing Brett Anderson at 41. He's been slumping a bit, but he's in play at 41 if you need to go that direction. Farther down you look, Marwin Gonzalez had the day off yesterday. He's $3,800 for Sam Gaviglio. We know how we feel about that here at Quick Hits. Marcus Semien at 37 versus Leake's a nice value. Adrianza again at 36. You can look that direction. Then down below, the farther you go, I'd say check lineups. Elvis Andrus is only $3,100 for Shoemaker. He didn't start last night. If somehow he hits the start button, $3,100 for Elvis Andrus is ridiculous. Like, seriously, that's a free square. Plug him in. I know it's not in Texas. I know it's Shoemaker who's decent. But $3,100 for a guy that caliber is tough to pass up. Outfield position. You got Mookie Betts on a huge night last night. $6,200. He's in play again if you're paying up to the top. Trout's always in play. But a nice contrarian play because no one's going to own him in this group is Jock Peterson at $5,700 versus Cook. If you're stacking the Dodgers, Jock Jams is a very nice piece of the puzzle right there. JD Martinez, 55. Blackman and Coors at 54 is very nice for Vinny V. Take advantage of that. Reese Hoskins went to Pound Town last night at $5,300. Take a look at him. You got Bryce Harper. Finally had a good season. He got over 100 RBIs, folks. Everybody can shut up about that now. Like, he wasn't good before, but now he is because he has 100 RBIs. Good God, people. But he's in play at 51. I like David Dahl. Tony went deep last night to 5K. I've been playing him over Blackman and company lately because he's cheaper and he's batting cleanup in Coors. I'll take those odds. Benintendi, a nice double-digit night last night as well at $4,900. He's definitely in play versus Yakubonis, who's not very good. So keep an eye on those guys. Sliding on down like Michael Brantley versus Shields, worth a look. Chris Davis went deep for Oakland last night. He's 48 versus Leake. He's definitely in play yet again. GPP relevant. Oaktown, team total 4.3. Lefties 389, righties 342 versus Mike Leake. So you can rock and roll on that one. Leake's one of those guys that will frustrate you from time to time because he soft tosses it and throws those low-scoring games, but he also can get destroyed at times. So GPP relevant. Going on down, like a Juan Soto at 47, very much worth a look. Nick Castellanos, I love at 47 versus Moya. I think there's a lot to like in that one. Again, people don't like playing Detroit and Minnesota. They sleep on them. Not here at Quick Hits. We love playing these kind of garbagey teams. And their total is 9.5. Yes, we're waiting on four team totals. One of them is Coors, so it will be higher. But currently, it is the highest total on the slate, and it's going to still be one of the highest, like two or three totals on the slate. So don't just sleep on them because, ew, it's Detroit, it's Minnesota, ew. No, there's love here to be had. Castellanos versus Moya at 47, lots of love to be had. So keep an eye on those. You know, Schwarber in a GPP versus Archer, I can see the appeal. Tyler O'Neill versus Gio in a GPP at 46, I can see that as well. But I like Mitch Haniger versus Brent Anderson at 46 a little more. Shohei Ohtani keeps crushing homers. Just throwing that out there. Went deep again yesterday. 46 versus Giovanni Gallardo. Looks pretty good. Angels team total 5. Lefties 376, righties 394. Don't sleep on Shohei at 46. That's a discount. He should be around the 5K range. He really should, the way he's hitting the baseball right now. Farther down in the 4Ks, you know, Tommy Pham's always GPP relevant, but Lorenzo Cain versus Gomber at 45, not sleeping on that one at all. Cargo and Coors versus Vinny V at 45, very much in play. You got Odubel and Coors at 45 as well. Sliding on down some more, like a Harrison Bader versus Gio at 43 and a GPP. Love me some Woe Nelly versus the lefty Anderson at home at 43. That is lock and load. So go check out some Nelly Cruz at $4,300. Mentioned Nico Goodrum already. You got guys like McCutchen who went deep yesterday. You can give him a look. We mentioned Zobrist earlier at 41. Josh Reddick, $4,100, went deep yesterday. He's facing Gaviglio. Another nice GPP play to kind of be different with a very potent lineup that should do very, very well tonight. James Shields at 4K. Love me some Ozuna. I told you I loved Marcell Ozuna yesterday. He went deep. I love him again tonight versus Gio at 4K. He's just too cheap. He's like the Marwin Gonzalez of the outfield. So he just doesn't get that respect that he deserves. Going down even farther now, you got Jake Covey at 4K versus Turnbull. Really, really good look there. He's up to $4,000. We played him at like 31 a while back, Quick Hits. My people, this is what we did. Now he's up to 4K. We were on that bus. We still are on that bus. Daniel Palka, GPP relevant of $3,900 because Bauer won't go deep. Then you get bullpen action in play. Robbie Grossman, Max Kepler, both $3,900. Both really solid looks here for Minnesota versus Detroit. So a lot to like on a 14-game slate. Again, Marvin Gonzalez at 38. Greg Allen, especially if he's leading off again at 38 for Shields, really solid play. 39 yesterday, got you like 17 DraftKings points. I had him in almost every one of my three lineups. So keep an eye on him at 38,800 tonight. Going on down even farther now, it gets a little bleaker. But D. Gordon, I plugged him in a Mariner stack. He went deep last night. He's facing a lefty tonight, but keep an eye on that one. Trey Mancini at 36 is interesting in GPPs. Farther down you look, though, it gets a little bleaker here. Franmil Reyes got his double digits last night. He's $3,500. He's just hitting the baseball, guys. People think he's all power. He's a boatload of power, but he's hitting 275 on the air, so he's getting it in. $3,500 if you so choose to go there. I prefer him versus lefties, but he's hitting everybody, as I said. So keep an eye on him. Nick Martini, if he's leading off for Oakland, he's $3,400. Cole Calhoun is $3,400 as well. It's a couple of values down below. Then other than that, I'd say just check your lineups. We'll come up with a few more throughout the day, but those are where I'd be starting things off today. All right, so recapping your pitching real quick on this 14-game slate up top. We got David Price, Max Scherzer, Walker Buehler. Again, Scherzer, great, great cash gameplay. Kind of mix and match as you so see fit. In the middle, you got Josh James and Matt Shoemaker. Shoemaker cash, James is your GPP. Then down below, I got Erlen 1, Stratton 2, Big Game James 3. Especially if that Indians lineup looks a little weak, James comes up quite a bit. Again, we're waiting on about four or five totals tonight to keep an eye on that. But, Rockies, Phillies, and Coors obviously going to be worth a look there. Boston versus Yakubonis is huge. Lefties 336, righties 358. You could pick on Archer with your lefties, especially with the Cubs, but just in general, keep an eye on that one. And then the Pirates versus Montgomery will be low-owned. Lefties 334, righties 334. So keep an eye on some of those type of plays right there. But you can look at the Twins and Tigers. Told you how much I like those a lot. Lefties for the Twins, 446 versus Turnbull, righties 225. When it comes to the Tigers, lefties 256, but righties 334. So you got that mix and match game there. The Dodgers are huge versus Matt Cook. Cook is horrible. I know the Dodgers can lay an egg at times. That's a great, great spot there. And then the Astros versus Gaviglio. The Angels versus Gallardo, both really solid plays there. The right-handed backs of the Cardinals versus Gio Gonzalez could be sneaky nice. The A's are always in play. The Mariners versus Brett Anderson, very, very sneaky as well. There's a lot of ways to go tonight, a lot. You could go Texas versus Shoemaker if you need to. So many options. Hit the Slack chat up. We could all break it down and answer any questions you're on the fence about in there. Let's go to the GPP angles on this one. Small samples, but Torres, Andujar, Judge, and Gardner have all taken Faria deep. You look at the Marlins. You got Starlin Castro, 5-for-16 with a homer. Rojas has gone deep. Dietrich's taken him deep twice. Realmuto once, but has a team in a .184. So it's typical Scherzer. Gives up the long ball, shuts you down everywhere else. Small samples against Gaviglio, but Gaddis 2-for-3 with two homers. Reddick's taken him deep as well as a team at 310 in a very small sample. JBJ, Eduardo Nunez, both homered off Yakubonis. Again, very, very small samples. Not a lot to go off of so far tonight. Freddie Freeman, 7-for-15, two doubles, a triple, and a homer off of Thor. Ozzie Albies, 2-for-7 with a homer. Marquez, 6-for-15 with a double. Swanson, 5-for-10. Freeman can be a nice GPP play, as I mentioned earlier, actually. Yoan Moncada, 4-for-11 with a homer off Trevor Bauer. Avi Garcia is 8-for-26, triple and a homer. But make sure how that kind of pitching matchup is going to go down because it could be Bieber later on. Francisco Lindor, 7-for-15, two doubles and two homers off Shields. Rosales, 4-for-10, three doubles and a homer. Yonder Alonso, 5-for-17, a double, three homers. Donaldson's gone deep twice. Michael Brantley's hit 341, 15-for-44, three doubles, two homers. Edwin, three home runs. So, yes, they've had some success for Shields. Shocker. Jed Jericho, Marcelo Zuna, both taking Gio Gonzalez deep. We got Jordy Mercer, 4-for-9 with a double and a homer. It's always a cheap option versus lefties. Francisco Cervelli, 2-for-5 with a homer against Mike Montgomery. Again, not a lot of samples on some of these guys. Cargo, 6-for-14, two doubles and a homer versus Velasquez. Trevor Story's taking him deep as well. Wilson Ramos, 4-for-7 with a homer off Chad Bettis. Bellinger's taking Cook deep. Arnelton Simmons, 9-for-14 with a homer off Yavani Gallardo. Rugi Odor, 5-for-16, two doubles and a homer off Shoemaker. Chu's taking him deep as well. Gordon Beckham, 4-for-11, two doubles off Brett Anderson, but he's probably not going to be playing. But Cruz is taking him deep twice. Cano once, Healy once as well. Matt Chapman, 6-for-14, three doubles, two homers off a leak. It's a 429 average. Luke Royce hitting 408, 20-for-49, three doubles, two homers. Joyce, 6-for-13, two doubles. Biscotti and Chris Davis are taking them deep. They're hitting 330 as a team off Mike Leake. The A's, folks, they'll go low-owned tonight. You got Spangenberg, 5-for-10, two doubles off of Stratton. So there you go. Quick hits in the books yet again for your Tuesday edition. Go check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. Again, TheQuantEdge.com. Promo code BENCHED for $10 off your first month. Draft.com, promo code SGSports for $3 off your first month. Or no, $3 off a free tournament of your choice. I apologize. Go give us a rating review on iTunes. We'd much appreciate it. And go check out the always pressing PGA DFS preview of the Ryder Cup with myself, Jesse, and special guest Ryan Baroff of Golflandia. We'd like a rating review there, but get you ready for the best event in golf. It is a blast. It comes up this week. So a lot going on there. Mitch just dropped another great NBA DFS article to get you ready for the season. A handful of rookies to target there. You got midweek Italia, Serie A soccer that Francisco's got you covered on, and much, much more coming up this week. So go check us out. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Hope everybody has a great Tuesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 25th edition. I'm out. Thank you.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.